All right, fans, as we have been promising you, the 2012 alumni game is about to get underway. And we are courtside. Stuart Horn with you for this one. Brandon Davis is going to be alongside helping me out today for the alumni game, the first broadcast of an alumni game ever. A lot of familiar faces in the house. Bergman, Ray Chavis is here, Chris DeMarco, Pat Fahey. Graduated in 2009, Fahey, with one of the smoothest strokes in history. Collegiate or otherwise. Kevin Hassler's here out of 2007, Havlicek. Kevin Kruger, Mark Lewis, of course, who just graduated last year. Lewis still looking like he might be in shape. Most of these guys look like they're still in shape. Most, I will say. Xander McNally's here. See, Xavier Muldrow is listed as well. Fox Mulholland and Brandon Quick back out of 2005. Good old Quickies here. Nate Rogoff and James Salter. Scott Shelton. Chris Souza. Ryan Trammell. Michael Wells, who we had on the pregame show. And Marcus Williams is here. Williams, who back in 2003 hit the biggest single shot in DU history to win the CalPAC championship. See, Bennett Woodward's here. I saw him here. Hopefully he's going to play. I can't imagine he's here and he's not going to play. Anytime, B. So we're ready for the tip-off for the 2012 alumni game here courtside. And all of these guys played on the hardwood here at the Conlin Center in years past. And separated by just the Penguin White and Penguin Black jerseys. So we'll see who's going to go against who in the middle here. This is a very highly competitive game. I hear there's a lot of money on the line. Brandon Davis officiating everything tonight. And he's... Are they going to play with the little ball? Going to get a game ball together. And chuck one in. I guess they're going to tip it out here any second. Looks like Mulholland's going to be in the middle. And see who they're going to go up against. Chris DeMarco, it looks like. No, Ryan Trammell. Oh, boy, there's a name from the past. Ryan Trammell, the only Penguin in the last 13 years to have a perfect game back in about 2008. And it will be Trammell who tips it out to Ray Chavis. Chavis quickly with a three ball on the way. Ding dong! Chavis opens up 4 seconds into the game. First shot of the night. Chavis hits outside for three. Holy mackerel. That's good old Ray Chavis. That's, he lived and died with a three when he was playing on the team here for Brett Tavanian. And he opens up a big 22-footer on the way. Shelton goes from the same shot at the other round. Shelton's a little bit short, and they bring it up to Chavis on the left side. Brandon Davis has joined me here. Court side, outside. Brandon Quick on the way, 18 feet. Good. Oh, no, it was a little more than that. Three ball. Quickie nails a three from the left corner. B, oh, man, holy cow.
Fox Mulholland with a three-pointer.
Mulholland from the top of the key on the right side buries it. It's now 6-3. In favor of the Penguin White squad. Over to Marcus Williams, who gets bashed around in the paint. He kicks out to Brandon Quick, and this time it doesn't go. And Quick's put on a, Brandon, I'd say about 40 pounds since he left Dominican.
You know, he's a father now, so he's got some other priorities in basketball.
All right, DeMarco with a steal. He bounces it one time to Chavis, who brings it up against Nate Rogoff. No look to Brandon Quick through the fingers of Quick, who has to stop in the key and tie the shoes. Rogoff brings it up himself. He dumps it off at the last second to Bergman. Back outside, Mulholland goes low to Rogoff, has nowhere to put it. Now they go top of the key. Pat Fahey on the way, a little bit deep, missed it right. Marcus Williams with a strenuous rebound, Brandon.
I think if anyone knows Pat, the kind of player he is, he'll probably shoot every ball he touches today.
DeMarco goes up underneath the Appleton, Wisconsin native and dumps it off the glass. It's 8-3 in favor of the white jerseyed squad. Right side from outside. Everybody's shooting threes. It's 8-6 now as Mulholland converts. Here comes Ray Chavis, older brother of the 2008 Freshman of the Year, Adam Chavis. Graduated last year, did Adam Chavis. The year before, Ray. Ray, great outside shooter who opened the night with a three ball from 24. 10-6 after the white squad converts. 17:45 to go. The 2012 alumni game in red. Now Rogoff from the top of the key converts it. Deuce. And that was a big one. 10-8. This is a pretty competitive game so far as Marcus Williams has it out on the left side of the key, shooting very rapidly. Not a lot of play setting. As Quick goes up from 2.5 feet, and he missed it a little bit short. Quick lumbers back across the timeline. It's an oxymoron these days. Quick's name used to match his game, but anymore he's a big fella. He was never that big, but he still got it. Good old Brandon Quick, 10-8, as both teams miss on subsequent shooting. Go the black team. They can't make it. Ray Chavis goes three ball now. Quick up and in from Rogoff under the bucket, and he lays it in to tie the game. 10 apiece with 16:50 to go here on Penguin Radio. A live broadcast in 2012 campaign. Pat Fahey with a rebound after DeMarco can't handle the runner. Now they go deep into the paint as the white squad gets ready to dump on five new whites in just a moment. And that big substitution comes up. And we've got five newbies going out there as the white squad back to the bench for a much-needed gallon of oxygen. Brendan, who do we have out on the floor now?
Kevin Kruger, Phil Havlicek, Chris Souza, Marcus Williams, and who am I not seeing?
So Williams stayed out there. Havlicek, did you mention him?
And I did.
Souza. And speaking of Havlicek, he dumps it in. Who did we miss? Now the Penguins, let's see, the Black Spot Squad comes up, and we got to get you the names. Mike Wells is out there. We had on the pregame show. Also underneath is Xavier Muldrow. Wells goes three ball, painfully short. Taken down by Souza on the right side. He runs it up quickly against Wells, the 2007 Freshman of the Year. They got Williams back out there. Williams top of the key. He goes up against Xander, who takes it himself, who owned the defending title last year nationally. 12 up, 15:43. Both squads looking pretty good. Slow.
Yeah, the Black squad here has got some guys who, you know, played as recently as last year, so I think those five might have an advantage right now.
So you're talking about Mark Lewis and Xavier Muldrow. Both guys played last year. Wells a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Wells has got the ball now. And you're right. It seems like the Black squad has an opportunity to break it open as these guys have played recently. Indoors to Wells. He's up against Havlicek. Outside of the head fake. Lewis, no look, off the glass, up and missed it. Lewis had a great move. You know, last year, B, he makes that 9 times out of 10.
That's right.
And Havlicek throws it out of bounds. Rogoff's got it off the back wall. 12 apiece. Ray Chavis in the middle of the game is taking a text. Chavis hits the three and then goes straight to the phone. Are you texting someone to let him know that you're hitting it?
I gotta have the footage.
Okay, what's the footage? 14:45 is Rogoff slowly to the bucket with the alley-oop to Xander. So the Penguins Black squad now is on defense, trailing 14-12. Souza takes it all the way to the bucket. Souza's sporting the facial. 14 up. Now, right side very quickly, and Rogoff is looking pretty sharp.
Yeah. Nate still plays a little, and he officiates these days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mark Lewis said he's playing in a couple of men's leagues as right. Brandon Quick goes from 32.5 feet, and he's short. But at least he was able to get it there. Wells goes up and off the glass, lays it in, and draws a foul. Wells takes the low five from the whole team.
That might be the most athletic SID right there, Mike Wells.
Well, there's only two of you in the house, so. I don't know. I'd put you up against Wells. 18-14, Wells goes to the line for the first three ball on the way. Rattles it home. Pretty good shooting out of Wellsy. 13:57 to go, fans. A five-point game. The old guys are starting to have it pulled away from him, and now a good leave down low, but the white team can't even come close. In fact, no rim. Oh, Xander goes up, a big high dribble over the top, very athletic as Quick comes down with it. Havlicek missed it a mile right. A lot of iron, and the rebound back to the white squad, and they get it, and Xavier tried to flip it up over the back of the backboard from the baseline. Do the old Harlem Globetrotters trick. No, nothing doing. 19-14, a very quick up and in. And Souza buries a big deuce. 19-16 inside. Or coming up on 13. An air ball from Pat Fahey. The smoothie. Fahey does not have it tipped, though. Coming up on 13 minutes, Souza's looking winded. We're coming up on the end of the first quarter, and half of these guys are ready for the hospital, Brandon. Havlicek's got it top of the key, left side, Quick again. I've never known Quick to not take a shot if it was even close. And he runs it in on the baseline on the left side. Shot by Brandon Quick. So here comes the white squad, down by only one now. Wells goes over to Lewis. Those two guys played a year together. No, 2 years together.
Yeah, 2 years.
At 12:36, as the white squad works it out of bounds after Lewis tried to get it back down low.
And that's Kevin Hassler with the ball. That was the person.
Hassler's got the beard going.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him with the beard. Watch your back, Kevin!
So Brandon Quick gets it back up to the top over to the right side. Souza taken away by Xander McNally. He drifts it to Mike Wells in the alley-oop. Only it's an alley-oops as he throws it over the top of McNally by 18 feet. 12-16. Mike hasn't been practicing that play very, very much lately. 19-18. So now the white squad has pushed it up, and Mark Lewis jumps up. It's a massive steal and massive hops. Lewis over 10 feet in the air at the apex of that jump. Outside, Fahey goes three ball. Last one is an air ball, and this is perfecto. 22-18. The black squad is back on top, and Brandon Davis called the black squad to win this one early because of the age difference, as Brandon Quick from the right wing wants to argue that point. 22-21, Quickie with another three ball. Of course, Brandon Quick, who played under Bill Tressler for 4 years. Here's Xavier Muldrow from the left wing.
I guess technically I would have been an even-yeared guy, so I got to go with those guys.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. You know. I was 0-1, so I got to go the other way. Left side, Quick, in and out from the top of the key. And the white squad is getting ready to bring in five, although most of these guys seem like they're ready for a nap. 11:09 to go. Chavis has put the phone away, I'm happy to report, but that may not be for long. Mark Lewis and Xavier Muldrow combine for a nice up and in. And here come five off the floor and five back on for the white squad as these guys are sucking wind, Brandon. We're not going to have to open the doors here to keep the oxygen level up.
Who do we have in for white? We've got Chris DeMarco, Ray Chavis, Ryan Trammell, Dr. Marcus Williams, and who else?
Brandon Quick is still in there. He's not going to come out. Yeah, Dr. Marcus, a bio major when he was here at DU, and, of course, hit the greatest shot in Dominican history, 24-21. Oh, what a night that was over at Cal State East Bay. Were you there that night?
I was.
2003? Yep. Yeah, you started in 2002, right?
Yep.
Oh, what a great shot that was. Ian Wright brought it in, got it up to Lance Buon Cristiani, and hit Marcus Williams out at 24 feet on the left wing.
Yeah, that we had actually called timeout right before that, and the play was to go to Lance, but I believe they were double-teaming him. So in that timeout, Marcus told Tressler, give me the ball, and you know,
yeah,
it's history. Marcus made the basket, and we went on to the NAI Nationals.
That was the first time ever to Branson. You went on that trip.
I did.
Yeah, you were courtside for that shot.
Yeah. We went four straight years. This is actually the 10-year anniversary of that 02-03 squad, which is a little frightening to think about.
That is, quite amazing. 10 years since you started here at Dominican as a student. Quick goes up from the right side off the glass. 26-25 fans in favor of the black squad. I keep wanting to say that the Penguins are on top, but, of course, both groups qualify as Penguins. Williams brings it up. You know, one guy that from the same era that I would have liked to have seen is Jeff Wheelock. That would have been nice. He was actually a year ahead of these guys, I think.
Yeah.
Wheels. But he was another great one, a tough player, good inside player, bashing around good. You know, you were talking about that. What was that?
Oh, he was 0-2-0-3 with Rooney and those guys.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, Brian Rooney, one of the great point guards in history. He's a transfer from Stockton, right? He came over from the Mustang squad over at San Joaquin Delta College.
He's the head coach at Cal Maritime now. Cal Maritime actually just beat Oregon Tech, who we lost to that 0-2-0-3 year. They went on to win the national championship.
I remember that game, that Oregon Tech game, and I remember 2 years ago when Rooney came in his first year at the helm at Maritime and beat us.
Yeah.
Under Tavani. That was 3 years ago, I should say. 27-26 now as the white squad has come up. The older fellas have come up on the black squad, and Bergman goes to the line with a chance to tie things. Bergman, the lefty on the way, missed it deep. 27-26. Horn and Davis, your DU broadcasters for this 2012 alumni game, and this one rattles around and falls, and it's a tie game. 27 apiece. Williams brings it up now. Oh, how many times I said that in the past. Yeah, I love reliving that night. Quick's got it. Now he goes back down low. They go outside, soft side to Marcus on the way. Three ball, it rattles around and goes. Nice three ball. Puts the white squad up by three now. Rogoff's going to bring it up. Rogoff has got the Paisley shorts on. Over to the right side, and they go to
Scotty Shelton with the bucket.
Shelton goes deep for two. 30-29 now, white squad. Shelton, let's see. What do you say about Shelton? Shelton's dad used to come to a lot of games, didn't he?
And yeah, he used to film all the games.
That's what it was. And Shelton got the Spirit Player of the Year, I think, in 2008.
I believe so, yeah.
Something like that. Trying to remember all these accolades. Oh, the fast break, and Brandon Quick is at the other end. All alone, he missed it. One on no one.
That's what he gets for cherry picking, and it looks like Chris Souza's calling for a sub off the bench for him.
And it turns into a three ball from Shelton, who cans it. And, yeah, there's a high dribble, and some of the Penguin players want it to be called, but they're not going to call it on Williams. These guys are chugging now, Brandon. We're not even 5 minutes to the halftime. There's been very few stops in play, like none. No, that's not true. Wells went to the line one time. Yeah. And now finally Marcus Williams has called the timeout because I think they want to pull a stretcher out for some of these guys to take a nap. Nope, that was it. Shelton's going to bring it in. They got all 3.5 seconds to get some oxygen. Fahey with a nice fake. Fahey on the way. Fahey goes large. Wow, that was way out there at 23 feet. Ray Chavis now.
With a hand in his face. I told you, he's going to shoot it pretty much every time he gets it.
Up and under DeMarco off the glass. Spun it in. That was pretty nice. I see DeMarco's dad is here. Used to come out from Appleton, Wisconsin for every game.
Yeah.
35-32 in favor of the white squad. Marcus has got it now after the miss by Rogoff. We haven't said that much tonight. Left side, Souza drives in over to Trammell, the only Penguin with a perfect game in history, and Trammell cans it, much like he did that night. He went El Perfecto. 35-34 in favor of the black squad. Rogoff's got it now. He drives into the paint. Yeah, that was a great night when Trammell went perfect.
Yeah,
do you remember that
I
night?
Do.
23 points scored, as I recall. But also had the triple-double. And there's the hammer jam from Trammell. He hung on the rim, much like J.J. Myatt did the night he broke the backboard.
It was a nice pass by Ray Chavis.
That was a great leave by Chavis. 7 minutes to go as Fox Mulholland cans a deuce, 38-32. Courtside, here is Marcus Williams. Looks like his right leg might be bothering him. Williams may have pulled a muscle. This guy's only warmed up for about 5 minutes. Rogoff, left wing. Short, Trammell with a rebound.
Marcus has always worn that knee brace, and you know, it's always bugged him a little bit here and there, but it's probably a little more noticeable the older we get, I guess.
Yet no question about it. Here goes Marcus from the left wing, and he holds up the dueling sweeties there as it goes down. 6:24 to go. 39-38, white squad now. Mulholland left side to go up by one. Short, Marcus with a rebound. You know, that night that Williams hit that big shot in 2003 over at Cal State East Bay that gave the Penguins the first of their four consecutive championships, It was such an emotional night as DeMarco cans it from short range to go up 41-38 for the White Squad. So emotional that night that John Baker, you may recall, Brandon, was crying on the air. It was such a that's how big that shot was. The Penguins in under Bill Tressler had come so close a couple of times the 2 years before, but never had been able to really break through.
Yeah.
And then that night, it took the greatest shot in Penguin history to do it, to really open the floodgates, because for the next 4 years, three of those under Tress and one under Brett Tavani, the Penguins really owned the NAIA, 43-38, as Marcus cans another one.
Yeah, there was a gap there, and then we won one more.
Yeah, so. That's right. It was such a big one. Mulholland goes 360, Fahey tips it out. Back to Shelton at the top of the key, goes low to Bergman on the way, the lefty, no. And the rebound, DeMarco gets it back to Trammell. But it was such an emotional night, you know. Baker helped, well, he was calling color with me that night, and he was so emotional, he started to cry. And you know, he wasn't the only Penguin in the house crying that night, as Ray Chavis missed painfully short from way out there and then walks the length of the court. As
Fahey,
you might imagine.
With another one.
Fahey, this one's from 42
even
for you.
Deeper, yeah.
Hey, finally a timeout. 4:47 as both squads are just going to take a quick breather. And Brent and I will be back. 43-41 in favor of the White Squad. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Okay, fans, and we're back with the alumni game with 4:40 to go in the first half. Down low as the Penguins White Squad tips it around, and it goes into the hands of Mark Lewis. 43-41. Lewis brings it up the right side. 4.5 to go. They're switching back and forth, four and five at a time as Muldrow hits from the top of the key.
Got a couple of the current players over there announcing. Got Miles Carrillo and Jamal Clark over there on the mic.
All right, that sounds perfect. 4 minutes to go, fans. 43-43 as the White Squad throws it out of bounds. Havlicek wearing the black knee socks. Well, halfway up. Here's Wells. That bullet pass he was famous for. Lewis on the way for three is good. Good pass by Wells, and Lewis cans a long one. 46-43 in the Black Squad. I figured be pulling ahead, pulling away by now, Brandon. There.
Yeah.
The White Squad, the older fellas, are really hanging tough. Trammell on the way to tie it. Short. Taken down. Chavis puts it back up. No, that was Brandon Quick. And it's 46-45 as Quick pounds one home.
You know, I think a lot of these guys played on championship teams, and I think, you know, at the level that those guys played at, you just always have a knack for it, and you never quite lose it, you know. Once you step out on that court, whether or not you're in shape, you're going to be competitive, you know. You're going to toss your body around, and, you know, you're going to try and make that play, whether you're capable of these days or not.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they're all capable of it still. They just not, you know, I think the big difference is not so much in the shooting, is just in the speed up and down the court. Havlicek goes three ball from the top of the key, no. Trammell with a put back, and it's good. 48-47 now, as the White Squad has pulled ahead. Here's Rogoff between the leg, Rogoff back and forth, has Havlicek, Deke, no. Susick with the rebound. Coming up on halftime, 2:40 to go. Souza is wearing number 30, Brandon, and as you may recall, that's J.J. Myatt's number in his final year.
Right.
He switched from 44 in his final year. A little superstition. Myatt, one of the great Penguins in history, coming off the bench. And an air ball by Mike Wells at Occidental College. The SID at Occidental, that's Mike Wells with the air ball. Turn around on the way. And it's now 49-48 as the White Squad is pulled ahead by one. Rogoff bringing it up. Here's the problem, Brandon. We're going to have if we have a 15-minute, as Mark Lewis buries one falling off the top of the key, and Souza gives him a little shove, Johnny Knoxville style, after he made it.
I think we're probably going to go a five-minute halftime.
I was going to say,
these guys don't tighten
if you
up too
go 15
much.
Minutes at halftime, these guys are going to lock up. Nobody's going to be able to play. And Quick goes from the top of the key on the right side. Back over to Trammell on the way, and that's good. And Trammell puts the White Squad up by one, 51-50. And, boy, I'll tell you, some of these guys, like Ryan Trammell, they're Stroke looks as good as it ever did with 1:22 to go. Yeah, maybe the shortest halftime in history, as Wells has it now. He goes right outside. Xavier on the way. Oh, off the top of the window. It slipped out of his fingers. He missed it, and it went down anyway. 53-51 as the Black Squad pulls ahead. And Trammell's got it now. He goes down to the baseline to Brandon Quick, who gets over to on the way. Havlicek, no. Back down. Brandon puts it back, and B. Quick knocks it home to tie the game. Inside of 1 minute, fans. 53 up in the alumni game for 2012. Here at the Conlin Center. Wells dumps it off at the last second to Xander McNally, who gets stuffed by Ryan Trammell, and the second foul of the game is called. McNally will go to the line. 39.9 seconds to go. And McNally looks as smooth as ever, actually. Actually, the shooting is looking pretty solid so far with most of these guys. Second one is good. And 55-53. Now in favor of the Black Squad, and we're coming up on 30 seconds. The White Squad brings it up, and now it's stolen away, and Xavier Muldrow has it all alone, and he lays it in very softly. And 57-53 with 20 seconds to go. Souza pointing out the play, or perhaps where he intends to collapse in a minute or two. No, I guess that was the play. Left side, Havlicek's got it inside the key. He backs in off the glass, 9 seconds. He bashes in to Nate Rogoff, and he draws the foul.
Johnny Bates is going to call the and one.
So Rogoff holds his hand up, slams in. Havlicek actually slammed into Rogoff and drew the foul, 57-55. It's on the way. He missed it, and Nate with the rebound. But Havlicek ends up getting it. He softs it back to the top of the key. Trammell's got it with no look off to Brandon Quick, and it's 57 up. And there's the buzzer. And what may be the fastest halftime in history. Yeah, five-minute halftime. We don't want these guys to lock up. And we'll be back with the second half right here on Penguin Radio. Brandon will be with me. You are listening to the Alumni Game of 2012 Style, Conlin Center, Dominican University, California. All right, fans, we're back now with the second half of the 2012 Alumni Game. And one defection so far from the White Squad to the Black Squad, and Mike Wells decided to move over to the other team. Ryan Trammell, any idea why Mike Wells would move over to the other squad? Trammell on the air with us for the first time in about 5 years.
Testing.
You're good.
How's it going, Dominican Nation?
It's good. Why would Wells move over to the Black Squad? He started on the white team.
Well, Wells needs to bond with X and Mark. They came in there. He was a senior when they were juniors. So
yeah.
I think he wanted to go over there and rekindle some old memories.
But we've been having a good time talking about your game today. You're the only Penguin in history that I remember to ever have a perfect game.
That is true. I do remember that.
Yeah, how could you forget? 23 points, 11 assists. What did you have that night?
22.
I knew it was up there. That was a great night. You had a couple of great games, but that one really stood out. As we're back on the way now in the second half, and it's 57 up. After the White Squad missed their first possession.
All right,
put back. Okay, Ryan Trammell, thank you very much. Good to see you. 19:15 to go in the second half, as nobody's been able to score. Even though Mike Wells moved over to the other side, he's not on the court. Here goes the first three ball. Check it. Second three ball by Pat Fahey out on the right wing. That's his favorite shot. And he's tried it twice now here in the second half and missed them both. Quick goes three ball, same place. No. Bergman with a rebound. Bounce pass to Rogoff, who brings it across the timeline. 57 up still. Fahey, lower bounce pass. And he gets it into Bergman, who missed it on the turnaround. Fox Mulholland tips it out of bounds. They're going to give it back to the Black Squad, even though Mulholland's on the Black Squad. 18:38 to go in the second half of this alumni game. Of course, the women are on at 5:30 tonight. Notre Dame is coming to the Conlin Center. The Argonauts will be in the house, and the men at 7:30, Mulholland on the way. Rattles at home, and the Black Squad leads by one. First quarter of today's alumni game was really quite astounding to see some of these guys. And, of course, all the guys that tend to come back for these alumni games are the shooters, and that's exactly what you had here in the first half. As both of them go down, 59-57, Mulholland, good for two there. Ray Chavez takes it in, drives it in. Marcus Williams with the rebound over to Brandon Quick at the top of the key. Stutter steps over to Hassler. Dumps it back off to Quickie out on the left wing. Thinks three ball. He's too far out there. DeMarco, no. DeMarco back under the bucket. Fights for it and gets it and ties it at 59. 18:08 to go in the second half. Stutter step by Rogoff. Rogoff really came alive in his senior year. That's when he really got good. And a big three ball by Scott Shelton goes down, 62-59. Way out there, and the crowd shows their appreciation. 17:48 to go. Brandon Quick takes it baseline. He's amid heavy traffic. Mulholland steals it away from him. And DeMarco picks it up after Mulholland gave up on it. Hassler to DeMarco underneath, too much window. Rogoff again with a rebound. Just a hustle move by Nate. 17:30 to go. Not much scoring here in the second half. Fahey again right side. Three ball. This one finds the bottom. 65-59 Black Squad. Mulholland, Shelton, Rogoff, Fahey, and Bergman for the Black Squad here. Quick, Ray Chavez, Marcus Williams, Chris DeMarco for the White Squad, and three ball by Nate Rogoff falls, 68-59, and the greatest advantage of the night so far by either squad belongs to the black team tonight. At this point, with 16:45 to go, 68-59. Down low to Ray, over to Marcus Williams with a foot fake over Fahey, dives over the top. Now they get it down low to DeMarco. DeMarco is clearly fouled and no whistles. Referee's in the bathroom. That's what it is. The referee is in the bathroom. Oh, no, he's not. He's out there. 16:30 to go, and DeMarco will go to the line. DeMarco's will was imposed upon, 68-61. The right-hander, DeMarco. Great forward in Dominican history, DeMarco, out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Buries the first one, 68-62, with 16:34 to go. Substitutions all around. Marcus Williams to the bench. Phil Havlicek re-enters the game with 16:34 to go. Second one's no good. And the clock rolls. Fahey brings it across the timeline, palming it every step of the way. Shelton goes three ball from the left corner, no, into the grandstands. Mulholland follows it out, but Trammell will bring it in. And now the Black Squad is going to bring in a new group. Mike Wells back on the floor with Xander McNally, Xavier Muldrow, and Mark Lewis. And Mulholland stays in. Souza gets it over to Trammell, and now they go over to the left wing. Now they work it. Back outside to Ray Chavez, coming up on 16 minutes. Trammell on the way. Three ball, no. Actually, it was inside the line about a foot, but it didn't matter. It was very short. 68-62 inside of 16 minutes. Here courtside at the Conlin Center as it goes out of bounds. Xavier Muldrow will bring it in. And Xander McNally goes deep to try and get the White Squad sleeping. Phil Havlicek dips it, sticks a hand up there and dips it away, but the black team gets it back. Now they try and work it down low again, and Havlicek with another nice steal. Souza to Trammell. Havlicek pounds his way in there off the glass. No, missed it a little bit left. Havlicek's dad is in the crowd. Just said that Phil came off of 3 weeks down in Australia visiting with Alistair Flack. 15:31 to go. Black Squad up by six here in the alumni game. Second half action, fans. Lewis has got it. Stutter step. Lewis Still looks pretty strong against Souza. Wells on the way with a jumper. Yes, Mike Wells. Communication student, now the SID down at Occidental College. 70-62 as Wells defected to the black squad at halftime. Hold on, wait. Wells played on the white squad in the first half, but the score was tied at 57 all at halftime, and Wells decided to move over.
Oh, there we go.
And now he's making the white squad pay for that move. I'm not sure if it was personal or not. No doubt. Havlicek goes right wing, no. Taken back down and out of bounds. And Chris Souza will bring it in. 14-48. Souza graduated, let's see here. I'm going to say 2010. And it was 2009 as I checked the roster. 70-64 as the black squad still leads, 14-37. And Mark Lewis tries to go with a low bounce pass from way outside the circle. And it bounces off the leg of Chris Souza. Mike Wells in there. He goes up against Salter. And on the right wing going now is Mark Lewis, who has it stripped away by Souza. Trammell now brings it up against Xavier Muldrow. And Muldrow's freshman year, the fastest player in DU history, without question. Brandon Quick was fast in his freshman campaign, but Muldrow was really just something else. And bounced out off of Fahey, did the old schoolyard move off of falling out of bounds off of the knee of Souza, who couldn't jump out of the way. Souza was thinking about doing the scissor legs as DeMarco goes to the bench. DeMarco's chugging. 70-64. Ah, the outside shot on Chris DeMarco still looking pretty good. 13:50 to go, fans. A six-point game in favor of the black squad as Marcus Williams brings it up. Brandon Quick's got it, and he goes the long way over to Havlicek on the left wing. He's got nowhere to put it. He goes backward to Marcus Williams with a good head fake. Williams. Souza, Marcus thinking about it. As I recall, Marcus Williams used to wear number 34, if I'm not mistaken. Brandon, is that right?
Yep.
Something like that. Now he's wearing number 10. And I see Salter's wearing number 3. And here's a good trivia question for you, Brandon Davis. Do you remember who used to wear number 3 back in the day? Trey Putnam, the outside man who got his face smashed by Brandon Quick right here at the Conlin Center. If you remember in an exhibition game against Sacramento State, tying Brandon Quick into this whole thing, 73-64. The black team is still on top of 13:03 to go. That's right, Trey Putnam. His sophomore year, he looked exactly like as Havlicek goes up on the right side, he missed it, but it's put back by Souza. It was good for two. He looked exactly like Bill Walton with the cornrows and everything, 12:47. Left side, Fahey with the runner way out there now. Fahey's gotten about 14 miles of airtime tonight. He shot the ball so much and from so far away. 73-66, the white squad trying to come back as Williams has it. On the way, he missed it a little bit left as Mark Lewis has got it. He hands it off to Xander McNally. He goes behind the back over to Wells. Wells saw that coming. He goes back over to McNally. Off the glass, good. And the ex-D1 player cans the deuce, as you might expect, 75-66. Coming up on 12 minutes here in the second half, fans. Of course, the women are scheduled to go off at 5:30 tonight, tipping off at 5:30 against Notre Dame, 7:30 guys under Booker T. Harris. But for now, it's the alumni game, 12:01 to go. Havlicek with the steal after the black team got it in the put away. And Havlicek scores the deuce, 75-68. Good fadeaway jumper off of Phil Havlicek. Wells with a foot fake, and now he drives it in. Kick over to Muldrow. Mark Lewis goes three ball. It was short, and it fell in anyway, 78-68. 11.5 to go. And the bullet pass from Ryan Trammell is a little bit over the head of one of the white players. It looked like it was off the hands of Havlicek, but somehow it stayed in. 11:21 to go, 10-point game. Why don't you put on a pair of headphones if you're going to talk to me? Chris DeMarco yelling at me from the bench, just like back in the day. Here's Quick now in the corner. Back down low to Marcus Williams, who pounds it home amid heavy traffic, stolen away. A good move by the White squad to steal it away to Brandon Quick. Outside three ball is good. All set up by a great steal by Kevin Hassler. Now they go up and under, and Xander McNally making it look a little too easy there. 81-72 coming up on the end of the third quarter. With 10:48 to go, Marcus on the way, deep with a three ball. Chavis gets the rebound.
Come on, Kev.
Sadler goes between the legs and missed it. On the way, Fahey way out there, very deep. Taken down by Marcus Williams. Brings it up the length of the court. Ray Chavis to Sattler, goes over to the right side to Brandon Quick. Another three ball, and all of a sudden, Brandon Quick is making things happen. 80-75 coming up on 10 minutes. Check it, 80-76. Right side now. The Black squad was up by as many as 10. Now it's 4 up and under. Mark Lewis gets hammered and then helped up by Marcus Williams. Inside of 10 minutes now, fans. Fourth quarter is here. On Penguin Radio. And Lewis will go to the line after Williams inadvertently fouled at baseline. Lewis wearing the same number he wore his 4 years here. Two under Brett Tavani and two under Booker T. Harris. Check it, one under Booker T. Harris. Harris is in his second year now. 81-76. Favor the Black squad as Mark Lewis converts. 9:55 to go. Chavis goes down low. Now they get it back off to Brandon Quick. Quick on the way, falling away, missed it. Mulholland with a rebound. Shelton has come back into the game, along with Xander McNally and Rogoff. Shelton on the way, left side, bounced around, no. The putback, Mulholland, no. Ray Chavis comes up with it. Ray looks right, goes left, dump off, no look. Sattler is good. Hassler check it. 81-78, the White squad's really putting the heat back on now. A three-point game coming up on 9 minutes. Shelton with the softy. Shelton, left-handed, no. Brandon Quick brings it up the left side over to Ray Chavis. The up and under is no good. With 8:55 now, Black squad is working it back to the other end. Soft jumper by Shelton is good off the glass, and he gets it to fall. Shelton, a 2008 graduate. To Marcus Williams now. Williams, the 2005 grad, with Brandon Quick, the two oldest guys on the court, graduating year-wise. In other words, there are older players out here based on the year they graduated. 8.5 to go, 83-78, and the first free throw is missed as Brandon Quick comes out and Trammell is back in his place. Ray, Marcus in the backcourt. And the rebound by Bergman to Rogoff. Brings it across the timeline, diagonally from right to left. Rogoff with a good move, stutter step outside. Shelton now back into the corner. Nate with that good herky-jerky move. Now he goes no look over to Fox on the way. Three ball, good. 86-78 coming up on 8 minutes, fans. Mulholland, Kansas, line drive three, and Marcus Williams pays back the favor. 86-81 inside of 8 minutes now. In the second half of this one, Black Squad has led for most of the second half. It was tied at 57. Here's the soft jumper by Muldrow. No, gets his own rebound from way out there. As Tressler used to say, long shots create long rebounds, and that's exactly what you had right there. Coming up on 7.5, here's a long softy by Mulholland again, three. 89-81, and that hurts the White Squad's effort. Chavis at the top of the key almost gets knocked down by Shelton. Shot on goal is no good from close range. Nate Rogoff of the Black Squad brings it up. He softs it back toward the bucket. A double pump towards Mulholland off of the fingertips of Xavier Muldrow, and Mulholland gets a whistle. 7:13 to go, fans. 89-81. Notre Dame in the house tonight for a PacWest doubleheader. Fox Mulholland goes on the way, and the first one is good. And half of the players out here are looking especially winded. The other half looking pretty good. 90-81 now in favor of the Black Squad. And the second one from Mulholland looks good. So Mulholland looks pretty solid. Trammell brings it and throws it over the head of Kevin Assler by several feet. So Rogoff will bring it in now on the long side. No backcourt pressure at this point. 7:03 to go. Muldrow goes left side to the hot hand. Mulholland gets his own rebound after he drives it in on the left wing. He can't get it. Shot again doesn't go to Brandon Quick. And the White Squad's going to have to get something going here if they really want to contend. And Hassler down low cans it after a nice assist by Chris DeMarco. 91-83. Chris turned around, Bergman after the pass in from Shelton. Now back out to Shelton, three ball, missed it a little bit short. Brandon Quick at the rebound. 91-83 inside of 6.5. Quick getting slammed around by Xavier Muldrow. It's a 50-pound difference. And 8 inches. Hassler goes three ball now. A little bit short, Rogoff brings it up 2-on-3. Outside, Xavier on the way. Missed the three ball. Now he's backing up. It was close to the line. He couldn't get it as Havlicek has it on the quick turnaround left side. Brandon Quick on the way. Missed it a little bit short again. 5:48 to go. 2-on-1. Shelton comes in. He's able to get it past the sprinting Quickie. 93-83. 5:39 to go. And DeMarco now heaves it across the court. It's picked up by Hassler off the glass, and he pounds his way in there. That's good. 5:25. So pretty athletic game so far, if not totally entertaining. These guys all look like they're having a blast for the 2012 alumni game. Shelton, oh, the sky hook by Shelton drops. And that looked like something Ryan Trammell would have done on his best day. Shelton pulls off the left-handed skyhook. Havlicek straight away, three ball, rattles it home, and that's a good shot out of Havlicek. 95-88 as the Black Squad is getting ready to bring in some fresh legs. Now down low, the Black Squad moves it in as Mulholland can't get the shot off. Now they get it low, and Havlicek again, who is in perfect position, scores the deuce. 4.5 to go, 95-90. The White Squad really pouring it on here. And a timeout's been called. 2012 alumni game on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. End of the timeout's come, a 5-point game in favor of the Black Squad. And the Black Squad's got the the possession as Mark Lewis has it after Mike Wells brings it in. Fahey's out there with Xander McNally. And there's one more that I've missed as they're running. Oh, Nate Rogoff is the fifth on the black squad. And they work in another 197. Xavier cans an easy layup. Easy for him on the white squad now. Trammell's out there with Havlicek. DeMarco, Quick, and Souza. Brandon Quick again with a three ball. Boy, that was vintage. Vintage Quick move there, 97-93. Boy, that looked about like 2004 right there. Mike Wells on the way. Three ball is very short. Air ball. Second air ball of the night for Wells on the way. And he missed this one almost equally as short. Gets it again. Wells wants to back up, and he's just going to keep firing the three until the thing goes. I got to assume. No, he passes it off to Fahey. Finally, Mike Wells making up for several years of being a very unselfish player in those last two possessions. Making up for all of that time being very unselfish. Lewis goes three ball, missed it on the putback then. Is Rogoff to put it away, and down low they get it to DeMarco who cans it, 99-95, coming up on 3 minutes. A very competitive game. It's anybody's game at this point. Still, Fahey came up on the tiptoes but was not called. Now he gets it down low to Mark Lewis, who brings it across the iron. And it seemed to stay up there forever but didn't fall. 2 minutes and 50 seconds. No walk over to Havlicek on the way. Softly, yes. And now it's 101-95. No, they went the other way with it. 99-97. That's right. .233 to go. It's a two-point game after Havlicek converts the deuce. And Xander McNally hurt the left shoulder. And I saw Brandon Davis sprint out of here toward the trainer's office. And we'll see what happened to McNally.
Tell me you didn't sign the waiver.
McNally may have dislocated that left shoulder. I'm not sure. Now he's holding his right shoulder now. But I think he's just supporting the left shoulder as we have an official timeout to figure out if McNally's going to be okay. He's down on the bench, and I didn't see what happened. I don't know if one of the players had come out of bounds and got him with a knee or what happened on the play, but it's 99-97 with 2:33 to go. We will be back, and we'll have the condition of McNally for you on Penguin Radio from courtsideradio.dominican.edu at Dominican University of California. Well, that was quick. McNally seems to be okay, although they're still looking for the trainer. And Ryan Trammell with a big rejection out of the hands of Fox Mulholland, who tried to get the shot off from about 3 feet. Trammell really jumped up there and knocked it away with 2:17 to go. Ball into the hands of Brandon Quick. Quick wants the call. He doesn't get the call. Quick is yelling at the referee, much like the way he did back in the day. Quick has... if he's lost anything, it's certainly not his ability to argue with the referee. Souza's going to bring it in now. The white squad's got it, trailing by only two now. And Marcus Williams has it. He goes it back outside to DeMarco, who gets stuffed by Fox Mulholland. And DeMarco's going to get a chance to go to the line to tie it.
Hey, DeMarco, let's knock these down.
With 2:03 to go. Now, the white squad has trailed the entirety of the second half. On the way, DeMarco, yes, with the first one. It's now a one-point game. It was 10 points not 5 minutes ago, and DeMarco with a chance to tie it. On the way, unflappable. DeMarco ties it at 99, fans, with 2 minutes exactly. DeMarco was one of those clutch players back in the day, and that is for sure. Muldrow now has it ripped away from behind him by Marcus Williams. DeMarco with a steal, and now Williams all alone under the bucket. Oh, no, from short range. He missed it, but Trammell is right there to put it away. And for the first time tonight in the second half, the white squad leads by two. It's 101-99. Rogoff goes three ball from the left wing. No, he's wearing the funky red socks, and it doesn't help him anyway. 101-99 White Squad, and Marcus Williams with a rebound. 120 to go. Williams has got it at the top of the key. Really serving now. He's using some of the clock as we're coming up on 1 minute, and the White Squad has a two-point advantage. 21 on the shot clock, and the shot clock all night has been far from any part of this game. And he works it down low to Chris DeMarco with a very soft move, and it goes down. Booker T. Harris in the house with us for the final 55 seconds. The coach of the men's squad, Book, is alongside. It's now 103-101 as Trammell scores. Let's see, that wasn't Trammell. That was Xavier Muldrow. It's now 103-101, 41 seconds, and Brandon Quick brings it up. Half of these guys you know from past league play, Book?
Past league play, and then also from being in the area and when Tress was here and Coach Miranda and those guys, they were actually recruiting some of those guys along with Brett also. So being a local guy, I do know some of these guys.
Brandon Quick drives it in all alone with 1 second to go on the shot clock. 105-101 to put the White Squad up by four. Fox Mulholland goes left wing. 10 seconds to go. Brandon Quick's got it with seven. Stands alone, five.
Why not?
The White Squad on the way. Quick goes three ball with 2 seconds to go. The final score, 108-101. Unbelievable. So, Booker T. Harris, you guys are going tonight, tipping off at 7:30, the women at 5:30. This should be a pretty exciting game tonight. Notre Dame coming in the house.
It will be. They're coming off a win, and, you know, they're across that Golden Gate Bridge, so there's a rivalry that dates back to CalPAC days. And last year we were fortunate enough to beat them twice, so they want us.
Brandon Quick is in the house.
Mr. Quick.
Graduate of 2005 class, part of the first championship team ever, along with Marcus Williams. Those are the two elder statesmen here at the Conlon Center. Those two guys were part of our very first championship team. And, Booker, you must have heard the stories, if not heard the actual broadcast call, of the greatest shot in Penguin history when Marcus Williams hit it from 24 feet to win our very first of four in a row. Cal State East Bay.
That's right. It was the first of four in a row.
That was an amazing night, I'll tell you. In fact, the guy who – John Baker was calling color with me that night at Cal State East Bay, and 2001 alumni with me, one of the first guys to start the radio station. He was the guy to start the radio station here, John Baker. He was so emotionally moved, Booker, that he was crying. Seconds after the ball went through the bucket, I could still see the play unfolding. It was a great moment. We had come so close. Much like as I would expect is going to happen over the next few years, in the Booker T. Harris era, we're going to get close, and then finally we'll break through. I'm sure it's going to happen. And that's what happened with Tress, of course, back in the day. And those two guys were a huge part of it.
They definitely were. And I'm also hoping and praying for the same thing to happen. So,
yeah,
hopefully we keep scoring the ball like these guys did. I mean, I'm not going to say much about the defense or lack of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't the playoffs yet. So those guys were saving it.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff, though. Brandon Davis with a quick shot of Media Row. And 108-101 is the final of the 2012 alumni game in favor of the White Squad, who trailed the entirety of the night, Booker, until there was 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds to go. They got ahead for the first time, and then they never looked back.
They didn't. Those two guys, like you said, were the ones who started it off back when they were playing, and they woke up and big shot after big shot, and took advantage of the lack of defense.
Yeah.
So those guys can still shoot it. So I might have to suit them up tonight.
I'm telling you, the first quarter tonight looked like these guys in their prime. I'm not kidding. They were all shooting. I mean, the very first 4 seconds into the game, Ray Chavis hits a three ball from about 28 feet. 4 seconds into the game, and I knew it was going to be a great one.
You're right. It's like riding a bike. You never forget how to shoot, especially if you scored it a lot.
It must be the case. If you were a shooter then, you're a shooter now. 108-101, the final. We will have the women's game at 5:30 tonight against Notre Dame. The guys tipping off at 7:30. You'll have it on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks, Booker T. Harris, for sitting in for the rest of the communications program here at DU. Stuart Horn signing off. We'll see you back at 5:30 tonight, radio.dominican.edu.